Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you special songs that I think are important and occasionally put in something different, a reading, a story, a recording I've made, and I call those odd things wombats. And I have a wombat coming up tonight. However, the first song is a classic. It's called Moon Shadow by Cat Stevens. Some songs just are uniquely different from anything else, and this is one of them. And it was a big hit when it came out. Moon Shadow by Cat Stevens.
As I'm being followed by a moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land, oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, if I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, if I won't have to talk.
Take long to find me, I ask the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me, and are you gonna stay the night?
I'm being followed by a moon shadow,
moon shadow, moon shadow,
leaping and hopping on a moon shadow,
moon shadow, moon shadow. Shadow, moon shadow.
That was Moon Shadow by Cat Stevens. The next song is I'll Fly Away, a well-known gospel tune. Many people have recorded it, and I've played it on the show a number of times, but I never played this version. This is by the Cotton Picking Kids, and I like it. It's got a lot of rhythm to it. And I saw a video. They're all young. They look like teenagers. They might be a little older. But this is I'll Fly Away by the Cotton Picking Kids.
Somewhere in morning, when this life is over, I'll fly. Celestial shores, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll
Flavia.
I'm Therese.
Cecilia.
Rosalinda.
Gianluca.
Giovanni.
And this is our Pop on the Bass. Make sure to like, subscribe, click that notification bell to get notified every time I post a brand new video.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.
I'll Fly Away by the Cotton Picking Kids. Well, if you're a regular listener, you'll know, and if you aren't, now you'll know, one of my favorite performing artists is Willie Nelson. And I love the songs, and some of them have a message. This one does. This name of this song is A Little Old-Fashioned Karma. And I remember one time when I was going through a crisis and went to see a friend who happened to be a professional therapist, but I just saw him as a friend. And I explained the situation to him and what had happened, what was going on. He said to me something like, "Sounds like a little bit of karma to me." Which is to say, you caused part of this, Harry. It's not all just fate coming in unfairly. And I think that's what Willie Nelson's talking about in this song. A Little Old-Fashioned Karma by Willie Nelson.
It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Just a little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of sowing and a little bit of reaping. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down, coming down. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It really ain't hard to understand. If you're gonna dance, you gotta pay the band. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of sowing and a little bit of reaping. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. Coming down, coming down. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It really ain't hard to understand. If you're gonna dance, you gotta pay the band. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
You just heard Willie Nelson with A Little Old Fashioned Karma. The next song is one of my favorite folk songs. It goes way back into the child ballads, I think. This version is called The Golden Vanity. It's a little more modern. And it's just a wonderful tune, and it's a great story. There are many, many versions of it, and some of them are darker than others and have a tragic ending. And I regret to say this is one of them. And I got so bothered by these dark endings that I wrote my own ending for the song and performed it for years, and my ending was a lot more upbeat than this. However, you'll have to listen closely to see why this is such a dark ending. This is The Golden Vanity, and the singing group is The Celtic Kaleidoscope.
Oh, there was a lofty ship, and she sailed on the sea. And the name of that ship, it was the Golden Vanity. She feared she would be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sailed upon the lowland, lowland, low, she sailed upon the lowland sea. Then up steps a cabin boy, just the age of 12 and 3. And he says to the skipper, what will you give to me if I swim alongside of your Turkish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, I sink her in the lowland sea. Oh, I will give you silver and I will give you gold, and the hand of my daughter if you would be so bold as to swim alongside of that Turkish enemy. And to sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, to sink her in the lowland sea. Then that boy he made her ready, and overboard jumped he, and he swam alongside of that Turkish enemy. And with his little drilling tool he bore it almost three, and he sank her in the lowland, lowland, low, he sank her in the lowland sea. Then that boy he turned around and back again swam he, and he hollered for the skipper to haul him from the sea. But the skipper would not heed, for his daughter he did need. And he left him in the lowland, lowland, low, he left him in the lowland sea.
Then the crew they hauled him off, but upon the deck he died. And they wrapped him in a blanket so very soft and white. They cast him overboard to drift upon the tide. And he sank beneath the lowland, lowland, low. He sank beneath the lowland sea.
Oh, there is a lofty ship, she sails on the sea. But she sails without a cabin boy, the age of 12 and 3, and she fears she will be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sails upon the lowland, lowland, low, she sails upon the lowland sea.
That was The Golden Vanity, sung by the Celtic Kaleidoscope. The next song, we're in an era of political correctness, and it's dangerous to say anything that someone might object to from any point of view, either liberal or conservative. So playing a song that has a lot of gruesome, grotesque things in it could get me in trouble. But it's humor, and I think we're forgiven a lot for humor. This is called The Irish Ballad by Tom Lehrer. Tom Lehrer was a professor, and actually he taught at the school where I was in college while I was there. But I didn't know that. I did know his songs, but I didn't know he was there. So I may have even seen him, but didn't know it. Any case, this is one of his better-known songs. It's called The Irish Ballad, and It's a bit gruesome, but fun. So this is Tom Lehrer and the Irish Ballad.
About a maid I'll sing a song, sing rickety tickety tin. About a maid I'll sing a song who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety tickety tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin, her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety tickety tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, oh Lynn, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety tickety tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin, occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, rickety tickety tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in, boys in, invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, rickety tickety tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety tickety tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
That was Tom Lehrer and the Irish Ballad. Well, the last song was an Irish ballad, and this one's an Irish song. It's sung a cappella. I like the rhythm. It's a union song. I love the accent. I love the style. So this song is called If It Wasn't For the Union, with an Irish accent, by Matt McGinn.
Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, we'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the union. I had a boss in Aberdeen, the nicest fella ever I've seen, but I think he thought I was off a green afore I joined the union. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the union. A pal o' mine has bought a car, a second Honda Jaguar. He'd never a travelled half as far if it wasn't for the union. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the union. I had a boss they caught Calhoun, the nicest fella in Glasgow town. Except for keeping your wages down afore we joined the union. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, we'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the union. I had a boss they called him Black. He told me I could call him Jack. He was hell of a good that gin you the sack afore we joined the union. Toor-a-loor-a-loor-a-loor, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly then if it wasn't for the union. The bosses, they were dayin' fine, they'd wee wains workin' down the mine. and they'd have them on the assembly line if it wasn't for the union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union. I had a lass in Inverness, and she was one of the very best. We couldn't afford to marry unless I went and joined a union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union. I had a boss called Alder Dice, and he was really hell of a nice. Except for the way he loaded the dice afore we joined the union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union. Men and women, listen to me. It's time to rise up off your knee. So raise the flag of unity and forward with the union. Tooraloo, I'll tell you something of a true. You wouldn't hear your telly the new if it wasn't for the union.
If it wasn't for the union by Matt McGinn. Well, you know, climate change is here, and it's human-made induced. The climate, the reason why things are so bad is that we have abused our world, and the climate change is here. However, there have been hard times in different areas long before this. It's just that now we're getting a lot more of it and a lot more often. But still, here's a song, Tillman County. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. That's 30 bad summers. You're a farmer and you have 5 bad summers in a row. You've had a hard time. 30 bad summers? This song tells a hard story and a hard life. Tillman County by Tracy Grammer and Dave Carter.
Mother Red River, she whined like a copperhead. Coils and boils over an innocent dam. Little white houses, eggs on the rocking bed. I am a son of the serpent. I am raised on the river, washed in the blood. Blood run thicker than bottomland mud. And the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County. Tree dreams in another life, coddles his cattle and he rents his range. Holds the fan to the face of his pretty wife. She knows nothing ain't ever gonna change. He was raised on the river, washed in the blood. Blood runs thicker than bottomland mud. And the wheel sinks deeper as the years spin round. 30 bad summers in Tillman County.
Washed in the blood, blood run thicker than bottomland mud.
summers in Tillman County. 30 bad summers in Tillman County.
Tillman County by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. Well, you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I think will have an impact, like Tillman County, and also put in some odd things. And I call those odd things wombats. And it's wombat time. So, this is sort of an artifact out of time. I'm a computer geek, and I spent most of my career in computers. I was working in a college doing technical support and running computer labs and working with students in 1994, 95, 96, when the World Wide Web appeared. And it was a big deal. It was one of the markers in my life. And along the way, I became very impressed with the internet. So I wrote a song just for fun and sang it to my students at a picnic. And it never became a hit. No one else has ever sung this song. But here's a recording of me singing. It's called Hail to the Web. The web is the World Wide Web. And in those days, you didn't play many videos on the web, only short ones, because the bandwidth just couldn't carry it. So you hear me talking about we're waiting for the day of a full-motion video with sound. That was still to come. Well, it's certainly here now. So here's this. So this is more of a story than a song. It is music, but I'm not pushing that side of it. But it documents where we were with the internet around 1996 when I wrote the song. So think of it as kind of an essay about how the internet looked to someone like me working in the field at that point in time. Hail to the Web, written and performed by Harry Baia.
Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web. Pages so bright and so cool. When I make a web page, I like a lot of color. I love to see the big fonts scroll. I've got a little wombat and a stuffed alligator. Ah, let the good times roll. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. Now you can grab a graphic from anywhere at all, clean it up with Photoshop tools. Working on my web page is so much fun. Why do I ever go to school? Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. Well, I taught my girlfriend to make a web page. She was just as happy as could be. Now she spends her free time working on her homepage, won't even hold hands with me. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. Animated GIFs and little JavaScripts give me something cool to show. But I'm waiting for the bandwidth so I can try my hand with sound and full motion video. Now some count hits on a web page, just like notches on a gun. Last time I checked, I only had 3, but you know I've only just begun. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. I stayed up all night working on my homepage. I love to hear the keystrokes ring. You link to my page, I'll link to yours. Hit counter goes a bing, bing, bing. Hit counter goes a bing, bing, bing. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. She says she's got a boyfriend that she's never met. He's teaching her HTML. She may not get hugs and she may not get much, but she sure got his URL. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. www.hofstra.edu/tilde-acchpb. There's my URL for you. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. Robots in the bathroom, robots in the kitchen. Click on any page and they come in. Aw, it's only VR. It hasn't gone that far yet. And God only knows where it will end. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. Nations fighting nations, trying to put neighbors down. It's a nasty, hostile planet we live on. But there are no borders on the web, and the truth can set us free. Someday, war will be all gone. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. Write a little C, code a little Perl, interface it all with CGI. But when Java talks to Java, a lot of things will change fast, and the whole planet will become an AI. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. The web is bigger than Microsoft. Now the hunter becomes the prey. You can make word processors and spreadsheets, but you can't take our freedom away. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool. Hail to the web, the mighty, mighty web. Long may she rule. Here's to the hackers and their web pages, so bright and so cool.
Hail to the Web by Harry Baya. The next song is Oak and Ash and Thorn. It started off as a poem by Rudyard Kipling in 1906, and then in 1970, an English folk singer, Peter Bellamy, wrote a tune to it, and it became the song you're going to hear. This one is called Oak and Ash and Thorn, performed by a group called Beggar's Velvet. And in a way, I think it has a kinship to Hail to the Web. It's sort of a statement about the technology of wood and what it meant to people back at that point in time. So here's Oak and Ash and Thorn by Beggar's Velvet.
of all the trees that cross all fair old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever an aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Pratt was an outlaw man.
Thorn of the Downs, or New Troy town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
You that is old in Churchill bold, he breedeth the mighty Paul. Hold it for sure to wise men choose, and beach for cups or soul.
But when ye have killed them, your bullet is spilled, and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must speak for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Elm she hates, mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that any way trusts her shade.
And whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin. For we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring summer in.
And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash, and England shall bide till judgment tide by oak and ash and thorn.
Oak and Ash and Thorn by Beggar's Velvet. The next song is In the Air by Phil Collins. Phil Collins was the lead singer for the group Genesis for years, and he broke out in his single career, and this was his opening track, In the Air, and it made his career, got his career off to a great start. He's one of the most successful drummers in history, a very wealthy man, very successful, and a wonderful musician. This is In the Air. You just heard In the Air by Phil Collins. I enjoy juxtaposing songs that come from completely different eras. The next song is Stewball by Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is from the folk music revival era. Peter, Paul, and Mary, one of the most popular groups. What makes a song like Stewball popular? And is it still something that would reach out today to listeners? I don't know. It still reaches me. But this is the song Stewball, which was very well known back at the time it was popular.
Stewball was a racehorse, and I wish he were mine. He never drank water, he always drank wine. His bridle was silver, his mane it was gold.
Stewball by Peter, Paul, and Mary. The next song is so much in Australia evolved differently from us in their music as part of that. This particular song is by Eric Boggle. It's called Now I'm Easy. And it's about a man who's lived a long, hard life. And he's not discouraged or upset. He's just letting go of it all now. It's been long, and now it's time to let go. And he's telling you, now I'm easy.
For nearly 60 years I've been cocky. Of droughts and fires and floods I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood, but it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. I married a fine girl when I was 20, but she died in giving birth when she was 30. No flying doctor then, just a gentle old black gin. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone dry farm whose soil cried out for water. So my care was rough and ready, but they grew up fine and steady. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My sons lie buried by the Burma Railway. So on this land I've made me own, I've carried on alone. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. City folks these days despise the cocky, say with subsidies and all we've had it easy. But there's no drought or starving stock on a Seward suburban block. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. For nearly 60 years I've been a cocky of droughts and fires and floods. I've lived through plenty. This country's dust and mud have seen my tears and blood. But it's nearly over now, and now I'm easy. And now I'm easy.
Eric Boggle with I'm Easy. The next song is Hurdy Gurdy Man by Donovan. And if you listen closely, you can hear the hurdy-gurdy. It's it sounds a little bit like a violin, but instead of using a bow, you turn a crank, and it strokes the strings, and you press buttons to get the notes. So this is Hurdy Gurdy Man by Donovan.
Thrown like a star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love,
Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Hurdy-Gurdy Man by Donovan. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And now it's time to ask you to join me as I do each week. So, here's your chance. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.